I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL Milan.
It's Walsh.
What a game week. Wow.
What a time to fucking play FPL. That's all we're doing here, baby.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's fun, vibrant game, enjoyable, adds a lot of pleasure to the weekend. It's just great. It's a great game.
We're going to watch the games anyway, so we might as well enhance all of our viewing experience by just playing this awesome game and getting tons of points with our friends.
That's what we do. That's what we do with our friends, right?
I don't understand how we went down so much, because I feel like every team I've seen in Discord is like on the same points as us. Everyone's just on like 30, give or take like 3 or 4 points. But somehow we both went down so much, because I guess there's just some randos.
Everyone's clumped together.
Yeah, just, I guess we both saw Turner to go today. That match hasn't happened yet. If he gets 4 or 5 points, like, we probably will go up 200k or something ridiculous like that. But I don't even know what to make of that.
It doesn't even matter.
Let's look at Team Walsh here.
Oh, yeah, baby. Another great week to take a hit, as every week is.
Especially when it's a low-scoring week where no one gets points, you might as well donate four to the field.
Chuck some back. Didn't want them. Didn't need them. Didn't want them. Don't have them.
So you got Saliba return, Saka return. We both captained Son. That's it.
We had
the same thing, right? I had swap out Saliba and Saka for me. Beautiful. With Mo and Colwill. That's it.
Beautiful.
All we got. We both got the Chilwell 0-pointers. We both got blanks everywhere else except Haaland, which is negative hundreds of thousands of places because still majority captained him. And we kind of got away with it there.
We definitely did. Western maybe or not.
20.
Yeah, maybe Western aren't the team we thought they were. I don't know. They flattered to deceive, perhaps, in the Brighton game. I mean, I guess maybe the score line of the Brighton game was more deceptive than anything else, because they could have let up 4, probably. Maybe we didn't really look at that enough.
Well, also, I think City are hard to read. Not that they're not the best team in the world, obviously. But, you know, I mean, that could have easily... Yeah, like, they could have just done what they did against Newcastle, and we would have been like, oh, yeah, like... easy 1-0 or 2-0, and West Ham just had 0 shots and no touches in the box, and they just coasted. But instead, they put up 4.5 XG, and we're just like, no, we're just going to murder the fuck out of you. Maybe Pep just hates Moyes or something like that, and we don't even know about it. But it just seemed like a fucking out-for-blood kind of game that I didn't really expect.
Yep, totally. Yeah, there was some side bet that Pepinho has with Moyes, and it's like something... There's some bad blood there, perhaps. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, Pep's on fucking Percocets after his back surgery. Like, who knows what he's about? You know, that's a whole nother story. I got Rico Henry probably out for the season. Everyone's saying it's ACL.
Bruno gets a yellow card every game. You can use the word "we" there.
Yeah, I started him, I guess, is the difference. Wissa also yellow card. Just like nothing to really say. I mean, even the elite teams, the average is 35. Oh, 35.9, so 36-ish. No one got points. I still haven't really seen a team in Discord. I don't know if you have, that's on just like 48.
But I mean, I think it exists. Yeah, I mean, you're capping Mo or something, and you're hitting a few cleans if you have something, or maybe Lennon, like, you know, you got lucky somewhere.
Yeah, like maybe you went early on Trips or Botman. Like, you have Gusto in. You have Alvarez for sure. I think like Alvarez is like required. Yeah, Old Rich always best pick in the game. We've been saying for a month straight now. But yeah, I don't know. Kind of whatever. don't really care. When everyone has a bad week, I'm just like, whatever. It doesn't make a difference to me. No league updates. Game week isn't over yet. Still got NFO, Burnley, Matt Turner, Hall incoming. What's up, dude? What do you want to talk about?
I was thinking about that this morning. Like, I don't. What is there to even talk about? It's just this is.
I know.
Like,
I feel like it's not
going to
be that long of a pod. Yeah. I mean, there's wild card to talk about. Are you thinking about wild carding?
I mean, I suddenly have two defenders, and they play each other in the North London Derby on my team. That's it. So that's
yeah. And Henry and Gahey, we both have. Who the fuck knows what their statuses are? Yeah,
that's bad. I mean, Chelsea will definitely come on to if maybe not begin with them, but I still have, you know, Chilwell, Nico, Jackson, and Raz in my team. For a team that's been taking a hit every week, I should not be.
Yeah,
as close to wild card.
I've
made like 9 transfers this year, and my team is horrendous. I don't know what I'm doing or what I've actually been spending my transfers on, but basically every single...
That's a really good question.
Every single thing I've done has just been strictly points chasing, and I have not acquired any points. So, I'm good.
Your best transfer, like just looking back, your ins so far this season are Chilwa, Eze, Foden, Nico, Udog, Raz, Archer, and Son. And I think Foden's probably been your best one, and he's gotten 11 points in 3
really?
Game weeks. Yeah, he's gotten 2 assists. And that's it. I mean, no one else has really gotten anything. Did you get Udogs before the haul? He got you a 5-pointer in game week 4. It's almost like overreacting and hitting every week. Not the ideal strategy. But you never know. You never know. Next week could be the week. Yeah, we got a couple wild card questions. I mean, Al said, is it worth picking Raya on wild card with Areola as the backup? Jabroni said, what team structure seems ideal? I'm set up with mostly 4-5-1 with the occasional 3-5-2. I mean, I don't think I would be on 4 defenders. I mean, I think I would definitely have 7 attackers if I was building a team right now, but...
Yeah. Yeah, Raya? I think... No, I don't know. Whatever. He's 4-8. You know, I mean,
He's definitely worth considering.
I mean, he came in and picked up where he left off at Brentham. Even better, he made only 1 save and he gets 2 bonus points. So
1 save and a 1-0 win. Yeah, and he gets a fucking 8-pointer. This guy's unbelievable for FPL.
His passing, he hits the passing thing and he's just going to be great. You know, 4-8. Sure, you know, probably Raya and Areola looks good.
Yeah.
And, you know, you confidently start Raya in any away game.
Yep.
Tentatively look at the home games and maybe bench him for most of the home games.
Yeah.
That's the Arsenal, baby. But I think you're looking really, it's like Haaland, probably Mo and Alvarez, and then just fill in the blanks from there.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. I mean, those are probably the 3 starting points.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
everyone else would be debatable.
Yeah, I guess we'll get a leak this week because for some reason there's no early game. So, you know, maybe with Champions League, we'll see Alvarez is in or not in, and maybe he'll make a last second change. But I think that's where you start for sure. Yeah. Let's talk about Chelsea. I mean, that's been fun. Both of us have been on triple Chelsea. You know, you've been soloing the Nico experience. I've been watching from afar with Colwell, who's actually gotten 2 cleans in the last 3 and has quietly been like, okay. But, you know, Chilwell, Raz, Nico. I don't know. I mean, let's start with Nico Fosse. He said, do we abort Jackson or wait some more? Another yellow and he's suspended. Another 1-pointer. I'm suspended from the ceiling fan.
That's good.
That's really good.
That's there's an author. There's an author in you.
Yeah, exactly. Great structure there. What the fuck, Nico?
He's just scamming. He's scamming his life away. I don't know. I mean, it's like watching Watkins, honestly. Literally, I have like it's just PTSD with both of them. Watching them both play, they do the exact same things, and it's absurd.
So what do you do? You're just ripping him out this week?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have Alvarez still, even though every week we keep saying how he's like one of the...
Why don't we have him?
Yeah, he's just like one of the best forwards, so cheap. He fucking returns every week, and I'm just sitting here like thinking that Chelsea in a good fixture, it's going to be the week, and every single week he just gets a yellow card and he looks fucking stupid, like an idiot.
Yeah, what's with the yellow cards?
I don't, they're all like dissent. He just finds a moment every game to just do some hot-headed, dumb-ass shit. I mean, he's a fucking center forward. He has 4 yellow cards in 5 games. That's hard. That takes doing. I mean, that maybe he is covert secret betting merchant and he just does it so often to put a cat among. Maybe he's reverse Paqueta-ing where the odds on his yellow card is so short that he bets on himself to not get yellow cards. You know, that's the only reasonable explanation you can come up with, honestly, in this moment. But yeah, he's just...
I mean, I guess...
All fart and no poo. He's a scam. It's a fucking scam, dude.
He had 6 yellows in 17.890s last season. So I guess, like, he's not that unfamiliar, right? If you put that out to a whole season, we're looking at like a 13 yellow card season, you know, in his first season. So maybe this is just who he is. And then you add in the descent and all this shit. And yeah, he's going to be suspended really soon. Is there something to learn from this? Like, personally, I don't really think so. I think like it was the right pick to make. He got all the chances you could have possibly wanted. He got all the shots that you could have possibly wanted in the best fixtures you would have wanted, and it just didn't work out, and you just move on, right?
And all he got was a yellow card each game instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's silly to hold with these next 3 after watching the Bournemouth. And well, it's first, obviously, he's fucking annoying as fuck, but also... Chelsea are just consistently putting in bad performances. I mean, the home NFO at Bournemouth, they aren't really doing that much. I mean, Raz still looked like the best player on the pitch. And also, you know, he can't will the team to do everything. I mean, it's just, he's just sort of all alone. And they're disjointed. You know, I mean, they're just a mess. Like, every game is a different... There's a huge difference in the team every game. Like, Poch is making one enormous change every game almost. So there's no consistency, and there's no stability there, right? And there, whether
I'm
it's
due,
down
Poch.
To injury or down to he's picking a system that puts his play... I'm not, you know, whatever. We could go back at each game and legislate that. But, you know, Caicedo's not in. Chilwell's dropped. It's just a brand new thing. They're all brand new, doing a brand new thing again. You know, Mudrick, and he's worst player that I've ever seen in my life.
Like, he evaluated Mudrick and said, like, this is the best player to play in this position. And that's a problem to me. And, you know, he said, what are your thoughts on Chilwell now that Poch appears to be hitting a phase of trying anything he can to unfuck the giant blue train wreck that is Chelsea? And I think that's a kind of good way to put it. And Phoenix said, Chilwell, a hold or a sell, and for who? Leaning towards sell because I can't stand any Chelsea players in my team anymore. And the quote that everyone's putting around is, I think we're going to play with Mudrick in the position we normally have been playing. Chilwell, we'll play with a more offensive player and keep the back 4. And it's just like, what are we doing? Like, this was my fear when I talked to Praz about, you know, the teams that are performing okay but don't have the points, and how are the managers going to react to this, right? And he takes Captain Chilwell out of the team for the worst player in their entire fucking squad in Mud. And what's he going to do next? You know, like, I don't know. Yeah, Raz is playing really well, but what thing is he going to identify as, okay, I'm going to try this now because that didn't work last week. And the performance was pretty fucking bad against Bournemouth and probably their worst of the season.
Definitely worst of the season. Absolutely, you know,
so
definitely.
Trending the wrong way with the moves that he's making. And I'm worried, even though I'm like, I look at my team and I see Chilwell, Colwell, Raz, home Villa, I'm like, this is fine. But then when you analyze with the trends of Chelsea and what they're up to, I'm worried. I'm definitely worried.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing they are is solid, though. I mean, Bournemouth also seem to have had about... I mean, maybe we can talk about Bournemouth at some point and how disappointing they've been so far. But, you know, Chelsea, he takes the left back out of the team so he can still play with, you know, 3 center backs. You know what I mean? Yep. And whatever you want to put the formation down and whatever, he could tell us whatever he wants about the left back. I mean, sure, Cole went up to take some throw-ins, but, you know, this is, you know, Caicedo's out. They still are just jamming it, and there's so much space, but they're still only attacking with three guys basically all game. And no wonder they don't score any goals. You know, I mean, yeah, they don't have enough players in the final third to do it. It's just, it's baffling. You know, and he's going through this spell of the easiest fixture run for them, you know, and then that's going to hit the fall and winter, and they have a really tough run. They're not going to, how are they going to get points that when they have, you know, Arsenal, Brentham, Spurs, Man City, at Newcastle, Brighton, Man United, that's 0 points from all those games. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I mean, maybe they could grind a clean sheet here or there, but you know, this team is fucked up, and he hasn't stuck with, I mean, Palmer came out, he was fucking terrible. I don't know what he was seeing or doing. It's a mess. You know, I mean, he's just putting all these players sort of in positions to fail, and he's making so many changes. So yeah, they're a mess. You know, I mean, you really want none of them, honestly.
I mean, the comical thing also was Chilwell comes on, obviously the yellow, whatever, gets a 0 pointer. I mean, he immediately creates a huge chance. Huge chance.
Is there such a thing of a huge chance if it goes to Nico Jackson?
You know what I mean? In theory,
he's standing in the box, and it's like he's stunned that the ball gets to him. It's like, what are you even standing there for? What are you doing? It's like, what the fuck are you doing? He's wrong-footed, like falling over backwards. It's just, oh, the left back is taking the ball to the byline. Maybe I should brace myself and get ready for a delivery. Nope. I'm going to just go get a descent yellow card instead when I'm like trying to set up a wall in my own box. Like, cool.
When is Broya getting a start or something?
Fit. Yeah, he's just not fit. Right? I mean, he should be starting yesterday. I think it's just a matter of, I mean, that's the only thing that's been keeping Jackson in the team is there's literally no other striker there. Yeah. There's literally no other fit player. So, I mean,
he can't even make the bench,
Yeah. You know, so for him to start in the next game or two doesn't seem like he's going to be ready for that.
Yeah.
It's certainly coming soon.
Yeah. I mean, username said, which order to dump our Chelsea assets? And Overthinker said, any reason to keep any Chelsea assets, including Chilwell? Jackson looks out of his depth, blah, 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 blah. I mean, that, I think that Chelsea is a big part of why people might be wildcarding. Is because they just have three of them, like most of us do, and they just get rid of all three.
Yeah.
You know, they still have home Villa at Fulham at Burnley. So it's hard for me. It's very difficult for me to be like, fuck them all off. They're terrible. They're not going to score goals in these games that are absolutely ripe for goals, especially with how good Raz has been playing. But at the same time, I don't own Nico, so I haven't been through that emotional roller coaster of just being like, this guy needs to get the fuck out of my team immediately. And like I said, Cole's been like solid. So I don't know. Personally, I'm probably going to hold my three, especially because I have like two injured defenders and I don't want to start Bayer and I just have other shit to do. But are you raging them all out? What's your deal?
Well, I mean, I have a big issue in defense, right? I mean, I have two fit defenders.
You have no one.
I have two fit defenders who are playing each other in a dark where there are goals. My plan was to bench both of them this week and start Henry, Chilwell, and Gehi. That was always my plan. That's been my plan for the last 3 weeks. Yeah, he got hurt on England in England duty. He got subbed off early in one of their games, I think at halftime. Yeah. And he picked something up in the game. So, you know, whoever the caretaker, both, you know, physical infirmed caretaker for Woy's health and his, you know, in his state, and the team's caretaker, whoever said that, you know, he's just not going to make the game. I don't know. You know, we don't know really that much about it. Southgate said after the game, like, he picked up something and that's why he was subbed.
Yeah.
And we don't have really any info. So, I mean, whether or not he trains this week, like, maybe we'll have some insights, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be a 10-day thing. It seems like he's like kind of fucked. So,
So
there's issues here, dude. There are issues everywhere.
The wild card meter is just climbing. Oh, it's
red alert. Like, I might rip because it. Very highly.
Chelsea, and then Gehi, Henry. It's just like the reasons are piling up. Who knows what's going to happen this week with a, you know, European week? There might be more injuries, more weird shit. We need some Gehi news.
Yeah, Gehi knows, but I mean, Johnstone also. I mean, if Gehi's hurt, Johnstone is just horrendous. Like, we are horrendous right now. I mean, I know we didn't have Lerma as well, which was a big miss, but I mean, we almost just got away with the most criminal, you know, belligerent murders ever to if we walked out of there 1-0 because I mean, we lost 3-1. It could have been 6-1. I mean, we were just at sixes and sevens all over the place, and you know, we're just not solid. So that's also an issue to me.
So what you're saying, long story short, is you're keeping your Chelsea guys unless you wild card.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Because you just have other shit you need.
Well, Chilwell is not... I mean, he's probably worse. I don't know if he's worse than like Gahee because he's more expensive and he's not playing. Like, I don't know. I mean, could he suddenly start again?
I also just
again?
Don't know Obviously. What to make of him not playing. Like, am I to believe that he's just benched now?
Like, for a little bit. Yeah, I think that's... I mean, that's what the man's basically told us. The boss who picks the team.
Yeah,
is one,
I just don't
one
know.
Bad game enough for him to revert back? I mean, the
I
other
would think
aspect,
so. Right? Like,
well, the other aspect of this is like, just play Chilwell at left back. I mean, he's not.
You have a left back. You don't need to play Cole.
You don't need to play a center back at left back. I mean,
or
I
drop
don't,
fucking Gusto.
De Saussy. I don't know what De Saussy is. I can't tell if he's competent or really bad. I'm really not sure. I've been watching him kind of closely since he's gotten in. He might be really bad, I think, honestly. I think he might be really bad. But. Yeah, I don't know what you don't know what to make, but ultimately, you know, starting him and saying, "Oh yeah, Chilwell's home Villa, let's just start."
I think I'm probably going to start him. I honestly do I'm just. But like, yeah, I mean, I've said this for years, but like, relying on a logical decision from the manager is not a good way to build a fantasy
team.
No, it is not. You can just sit here raging and he just starts Modric again. And then in the post-game presser, he says, yeah, I told you I was going to start Modric again. And you're sitting here like, no, but Chilwell's better. And you just keep getting 0 point appearances. Yeah. And just,
yeah.
So I don't fucking know, but maybe we'll get something on Friday from the presser or whatever. But Chelsea, very bad. Just, I couldn't have had a better run to start the season. And they're just sitting on so few points.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's wild card is very close for me, though. I mean, looking at my team realistically, I mean, I would make probably, you know, 9 changes.
Seems like enough.
The only thing that's, you know, really front is like with a like Rash, I don't want him long term at all. The team is a sinking ship. But at Burnley, I still like want him for at Burnley. I like Son. Like, I would have Son in my wild card team, most likely. Saka feels like just don't even think about
Safe.
Him. Just keep him.
Yeah.
I mean, he had put 0.00 XG. I don't know if that's good or not, but he's also just finds points every game, just like
he's
Ollie
Mo Jr., right?
Yeah, he is worse. Yeah, I mean, he's Mo point times point one or something. He's like 1/10 of Mo. But, I mean, that's the other issue, I think, with the wildcard team is like, who do you even want? Like, everyone's
that's.
Bad. Everyone's kind of bad, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's really... I think that is what's going through everyone's mind right now is that exactly, which is like, sometimes when you wildcard, it's just emotion and I just need to rage, get rid of all these terrible guys on my team. Usually, I think the better wildcards happen when you're like, this team, I need to target. I need to get these 3 guys in. I need to get this guy, this guy, this guy, who are just obvious, amazing. But that's just not happening right now. Other than like Mo that most people don't have.
Yeah.
There's not that many guys outside of like Mo Holland Alvarez that are just like so glaringly obvious. I need to get these guys on my team. I mean, you could argue like a Newcastle defender, like sure, but I'm not wild carding for fucking Botman.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, that, but I wanted to talk more about the Villa Palace game because we actually, I didn't see a second in this game. I just saw highlights. So first of all, I want your take of it. But also, I mean, we started getting a bunch of Villa questions, I think, because people are looking for where the fuck are the guys that we actually want to get in my team. And soon they have a really good run coming. I mean, so their next two are, you know, away Chelsea might be kind of good. Home Brighton, kind of good for attack. And then they go on a at Wolves, home West Ham, home Luton, at NFO, home Fulham. You know, followed by at Spurs, at Bournemouth. So like Diaby, Ali, blah, blah, blah. But what do you see from your game?
Well, the best pick on the team is Cash, I think, by a lot. He was playing wing again. And, you know, their defense is going to have some teething issues. And, you know, we're seeing Alex Moreno made the bench. He didn't get in the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of teased at that earlier that we're not sure how that's going to affect the balance because, you know, Alex Moreno is certainly a better attacking fullback than anyone else, including Cash by a lot. So if he does like having that balance where, you know, maybe one of them's doing some wing stuff, it might be Moreno. And then Cash is just back to either, you know, being a restricted defense first right back or whatever. But I mean, he was playing, Cash didn't line up in midfield according to the team sheet, but he played the whole game in midfield. They were playing like a 3-2, 3-5-2, 3-5. They just had the whole game was played in our half, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, Cash was just getting in the box so much and he just looked so good. So that was my one biggest take. It was like, wow, Cash is, you know, one of the real pick, you know, whether he's playing a wing, playing right back, in a good fixture, in a bad fixture, like he just kind of ticks every box. So that was one thing I was gleaning from the game. But otherwise, I mean, Diaby had a quiet game. Watkins is a disaster. You know, it's really watching him play. It's insane. Honestly, it's just insane. You know what he gets up to in a 90-minute performance. Just broadly speaking, every fucking chance is like, it's the hardest chance. Like you're asking him to like beat a grandmaster in chess or something. Like it's just the simplest things he can't do. It's just like, put the ball in the fucking net, dude. I mean, he has, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I feel like don't he gets know at what least more to say about it. At least one huge chance every game.
1v1 clean throw on net every game. And he hasn't scored one of them every this game. Season. He has zero goals.
Every game. Every single game, every game. Yeah. This was no exception.
That said, he's ticking. You know, so he's I think
go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying the glass half full take is, all right, well, he's getting a chance every game and he's still just ticking with like fantasy assists and like random points and been fine. You know, like he's still just like 5 points a game isn't thrilling, but it's a 190 point season, you know? And so if he starts occasionally scoring 1 in 2 or 1 in 3 of his ridiculously huge chances, then he just turns into an incredible pick. And he's just like, ain't much but honest work, five-pointering his fucking life away in fantasy. And I mean, he's literally 5-5-5-2-5. His two-pointer was at Liverpool where they just didn't touch the ball the whole game.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, he fell down for two pens. So, you know, those are two of those four assists baked in, right? But, you know, he'll get those because he's just, he runs around and he can't maintain control of the ball because he's so fucking bad. And then someone trips him. Like, that's a thing. Fine. Yeah, I mean, it depends on just how the breakdown of your pricing looks. And Diaby is still, you know, he had a quiet weird game. Oh, one other thing. Zaniolo, worst player I've ever seen in my life. What a horrendous buy that was. He is so stupid. Like his footballing IQ of just his decision making when he gets the ball is like, you know, just I don't know. It's like he's never played before.
It was a little weird when a, you know, Italian kid who's 22 getting real minutes for Roma ends up with Galatasaray. It's just like, wait, what happened here? Isn't this kid supposed to be good? Like, why are they fucking him up to hell?
Yeah. No, he's...
Bad sign.
He was... I mean, he was really bad in his sub-performances.
Yeah,
and
God.
He was extraordinarily bad. He was the primary reason why we kept the game. We were in the game because he was
Because it was 10-11?
Yeah. I mean, he got obviously subbed at 56. Like, that's when the game turned immediately, basically. Was, you know, he came off and, you know, TLs came on and they got some players who actually know how to play. But that was one other thing just that I was noticing from that game. But yeah, I mean, Watkins, Diaby's 6'6", you know, and he's also ticking, but scoring and is actually good, like watching him play. I mean, he has a couple goals and he's just better than Watkins, you know, from the offsides goal point.
Was also so sick. I mean, that was an inch offsides and he took it down expertly and then just like such a classy weak foot finish near post. Just like so fucking good. And you know, if that goes in, he's triple rising this week if that goes in, right? I mean, his points are 7-3, 12-2-5, and that 5-pointer could have been another 12-pointer. So yeah, I like Diaby a lot. I like what you're saying about Cash a lot too. I think that like Cash is in a weird way post hype. I mean, obviously he only has the one really huge haul this season. So, you know, his point returns haven't been great, but you know, in fucking August or in July, I mean, we were all saying like 4 or 5 Cash.
Yeah.
It's really good. And we all kind of got scared off of him because we don't know where he's playing or if he's playing and they're doing some weird Kansa right back shit and whatever. It turns out that he just finds a way to get in the team no matter what. He's either going to play defensive right back or he's going to play right mid or even fucking right wing, basically.
Well, he also has less options too now than he did before with Diego Carlos and Mings both out. So there's a lot less he can do. Cash. It was a weird one with Cash and out because he kind of fell out of favor towards the end of last year. Yeah. And then we were a little bit concerned about that. But yeah, ultimately, he has, I mean, what does he have? He has almost 3xG. He's a fucking 4.47 defender.
That's crazy. Season.
So
yeah, he's getting playing out regular of position big sometimes. Chances.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of. He's not good at doing the things. I mean, that's why he's a fullback and he wasn't a winger his whole life, right? But you know, he'll accidentally do the thing periodically. He has a lot of brace game
goals also. Like for a defender in his life, right? Yeah. I mean, like he had the 4-goal season for Villa,
years ago.
And in the championship for NFO years ago. I mean, he was donging. I'm just looking at his stats now. Like he was just donging for fun. Like so he has prior of being a goal scorer, and if he has that threat game in game out with that incredible run around the corner, I mean, Jitterbug said, would you start Cash versus Chelsea instead of Gusto versus Villa or Udog versus Arsenal? And
definitely,
I think so.
It's a definite 100% for sure. I mean, I definitely back Villa to score before Chelsea in that game.
Yes, I agree.
Not even close for me. And you know, Gusto's. He actually was a little bit more attacking in the Bournemouth game than he had in games past.
I think he's good.
Yeah, he's a very adequate, competent player. Back to Villa. Yeah, I mean, this is the team to try and buy while they're a little bit quiet. Yeah. They do have Thursdays starting, you know, we talked about that. You know,
the thin squad.
Their squad's really thin, so that might affect things. I think it would be like Diaby and Cash, and then Watkins I would put third if you can afford him.
Yeah.
I just don't see fitting him in over a midfielder doesn't make too much sense to me because you're not going to pick him over Alvarez. That's insane. So, you know, are you going 3-4-3 and you're like, oh yeah, I really want Watkins like that? Doesn't
maybe. I think you could.
You obviously you could, but I don't know if you would actually come down to that and be like, yes, I definitely am going to go here.
Yeah, we're in such another reason why I don't want a wild card right now, right? It's like all of these like feels like 50-50 decisions of like, do I go, you know, insert midfielder? Do I go Manchester United midfielder? Do I go Bumo? Do I go Raz? Or do I go Watkins if you're wild carding here? And Watkins is certainly safer, right? Like he's just going to tick and like he'll eventually score a goal and like he's fine. But you know, Bruno and Rash could fucking mega haul in these games. And then if that happens, you feel like you completely fucked your team with your wild card. And I just feel like we don't really have a good grasp of the season yet, which normally by now, I feel like we would have a better grasp. We would be like, you know, these are the 8 players that every wild card team should have. And then you pick your other 3. Whereas right now we're basically both saying like, I have 4 of your 11
3. Yeah. Here are the 3 team. Here are the 3 players. Like pick your other.
So I don't want to make like a guess on my wildcard team and just maybe completely ruin my season and get a bunch wrong, which I probably would.
We could, I mean, dude, I could do that without wildcarding.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I could fucking pick a wrong pick. All
stay where
out
I
of
am.
Nowhere.
Just keep doing what I'm doing.
And pull it out of my hat like a fucking rabbit. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, on Man United, I mean, Ray said, Jesus "What the hell do we do with Ratman Bruno?" Side said, "Rash had 9 shots against Brighton, but United looking like dog's vomit." Where is he in the mix? As many of us look longingly at the wild card button. So, you know, those are still the two picks. Do you hold serve or do you fucking punt out of the team? They're at Burnley, home Palace, home Brentford, at Chef U. Next four with Champions League in between.
There's just the there's a stench, you know, emanating. I mean, it's the rotting corpse stench emanating from Old Trafford and this entire team. You know, I think that this is just a team, you know, being run by a, you know, dictator, and no one smiles, you know, no one's having a good time, no one's happy, and they play like that. I mean, that we said very emphatically, you know, this is a much worse team than Brighton and they should lose comfortably. And that's what happened.
Yep.
So, you know, they are bad and, you know, they're bad.
So that's getting red.
Well, I think the at Burnley is another tailor-made for Rashford fixture. And then, I don't want anything to do with him. I mean, it's... They literally don't have one good performance this year. They have zero. They're 0-5 in good performances this year.
I mean, ironically, I think Spurs was their best performance and they lost 2-0.
Yeah.
But like they could have been up 2-0 in that game and we'd be singing a different story, right? I mean, the NFO comeback also. Like they go down 2-0 and then they absolutely fucked them for the rest of the game. But yeah, I mean, Wolves game, Arsenal game, Brighton game.
They had it's not like every minute of every 90 all season has been horrendous.
Of course.
Right? Yeah, there were portions of a couple of the games where they were okay, but you can also kind of reverse and look at those and say, well, NFO did a similar thing of Wolves where they kind of shot their shot and then they sat back and then they just kind of fell apart. And Spurs were like doing all the Spurs things and, you know, they left all the space. So like how much of that was really actually like Man United played well versus like Spurs gave them this opportunity sort of thing, which is, I guess, saying the same thing. But ultimately, I mean, you take my point. I mean, Varane's hurt, Shaw's out for a while. Anthony's an assaulter. I mean, it's like Mount's hurt again.
Regs, Sancho's straight in.
Regs is in this team. Regs, like he's starting Garnacho earlier. It's just, you know, fucking Casemiro still looks like he's like kind of maybe done. Put a fork in him. He can't play at this level anymore. Everything is horrendous right now. It's all falling apart. And you know, yeah, Rash had all those shots and he almost had that assist on the offside goal that was chalked off. And
The out of play thing. Yeah.
I mean, you could probably, you know, talk me into like Rash, doesn't matter what they're doing. You know, they're not going to score zero goals every game for the rest of the season. You know, Rash is going to find his way into points, you know, periodically. I say fine. Like that's fine. It's not fun. You know, it's not like enjoyable. You know, I don't like having him when they and he and the whole thing. It's like, I don't want any of them kind of thing.
I mean, it's another, I keep saying the same thing on every like topic we get to, but they're another team. They're another reason for me to not wildcard. Cause I'm like, I don't want to make this call. I kind of want to just hold whichever guy I have. I mean, some people are still on both Rash and Bruno, but I just kind of want to just hold Bruno. Sounds like you kind of want to hold Rash just because, you know, Burnley, etc. I don't feel confident to wildcard them out, even though they're kind of bad. They're probably like the seventh best team in the league. And, you know, they're going to probably get dumpstered in the Champions League, but I still expect points. And that's the bottom line is like, basically, if you look at their fixtures, I mean, it's kind of interesting, right? They've played Arsenal, who are obviously, you know, top two team, second best team in the league. They played Spurs and Brighton, who are both top six, you know, comfortably top six teams, right? Yep. And then in the other two games, I mean, they created so much against Wolves and NFO. And they're about to play, you know, two mid-table teams in Palace and Brentford and two probably relegated teams in Burnley and Sheffield. So I still sit here and I'm like, yeah, the goals are going to come. And maybe they'll drop points. I don't care. I think the FPL points are still going to come. But, you know, 4 weeks from now, everyone got like, you know, fucking Diaby points. And I don't even know what other midfielders. And I could just be, you know, sitting here with my dick in my hand saying, I guess that didn't work. And then I have to, you know, wildcard them out anyway, 4 weeks later.
Yeah, I mean, they were still lucky to have 6 points from, I mean, the Wolves game, he punched the guy in the head, and that's totally 2 points that they shouldn't have. And but I think with Bruno, it's different though, because this is just, I mean, how many more games do we need to have in this example where they play a good team, he's a bad pick.
I mean, he needs to be benched in these games to me.
That's kind of why I feel okay with him, because again,
they didn't tell City. Maybe Brentford's.
Yeah, exactly. So looking, but like obviously owning him has been awful. Yeah. And I've had him since game week one, and probably everyone has who owns him. But looking back in hindsight, you say, which are the games I expect him to perform well? Oh, he did perform well in those games, right? Yeah, he had huge underlying numbers in those games. Even the Spurs game where he blanked, I mean, he was the best player on the pitch. Yeah. And then, you know, Arsenal and Brighton just dominate the ball, dominate Manchester United. He has to track back. He can't just play, you know, like a 10. Yeah. He has to actually do midfieldery stuff. But yeah, I expect him to be further forward and do a lot more attacking in these games. He's still so good. So I don't know. I think it's like not what people wanted to hear. I think they wanted to hear us be like, rage them out of your fucking teams. They're horrible. But I
think you're higher on them than I am. I just, you know, with the injuries, look, I mean, this is like somewhat reminiscent to me of like the Liverpool year when all the defenders were hurt. Mm. I mean, they're a mess, and I don't see why the performances would get better other than this is Manchester United.
Right. Well, I think the fixtures is the main reason that I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's where I'm also looking, like, they barely scored a goal against Wolves. Like, they were asleep for most of the game against NFO. And yeah, they have some easier fixtures coming, but at the same time, they have more fixtures coming with Champions League. I mean, this is just an old squad. So, you know, yes, they have individually more technically gifted and talented players than the enemy, but at the same time, I'm not like, oh yeah, I feel really fine that they're going to be good and win these games and be comfortable. Like, I think that's a risk. Like, you're risking that they're going to bounce back.
It's totally,
and they're not
risk.
Even bouncing. Just bounce, like, because they have been dead all year.
Just show any pulse. Yeah. No, it's, and for me, I'm very much trying my best to like separate them being good IRL, i.e. winning games and getting points.
And the picks being
Fantasy viable. Yeah, but I could be very wrong. It would not be the first time, would not be the last time. But yeah, I don't know. Ten Hag, I don't know what the fuck he's up to. He looks at Brighton, he says, we got to wedge McTominay in there and play a diamond because we want to give Lamptey and Matoma all the space in the world, right?
There's no point in trying
that to... That didn't work.
there's no point in trying to analyze these decisions that he's making.
I just love seeing Lissandro get embarrassed by Grob. I mean, that was a great thing.
He's just... I mean, the other thing too, though, just looking at this from the FPL landscape is, you know, most people don't have Mo.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, you're basically saying, no, I think that these are fine picks and I'm going to continue to not have Mo because this is your spot. This is your route. Yeah. That's unacceptable. You know, that's
it. Yeah. Mo is just way better than all of them.
So, you know, in most teams where that's the case, you know, that's, I think, a very easy call to make easier call to make. But I mean, in your instance where you have Mo and you have Bruno and you're like, you know, well, who else? You know, because then you're trading questionable pick for usually another kind of questionable pick.
Right. I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Yeah, it's hard to look outside my own lens where I'm thinking about like, should I be wildcard? Should I be reacting to these things? But I think I'm a rare team that has like Son, Haaland, Mo, and a Manchester United mid. You know, like I think most people don't have Mo but have the other three, or don't have Mo and only have two of the other three. I don't know. FPL is like, you know, some small percent of, you know, what happens with your team, but it's probably like 95% of what you do and how you respond to what happens, I feel like, is really the big thing. So I'm saying, no, I'm keeping Bruno comfortable. That's my response to what was a nightmare game week. But I think, like you're saying, other people in other situations, how they respond to their underperforming Chelsea assets, underperforming Manchester United assets will be big over the next like four game weeks. Whether it's, I'm going to fucking rip them all out of my team, don't give a fuck, they're all underperforming, which I think is reasonable, or stay the course, calm down, nightmare, freak week after an international break, which happens every year, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, after an international break, fucked up shit happens. Yep. I'm more on the side of like, just chill out. Good picks are still good. You know, good fixtures still on the horizon, but I could see both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, City, Alvarez. I mean, you know, Chester, I already have three City with Holland. Do I rip out Foden or Gvardiol for Julian? Granburgler. He's thinking of the Dr. Brad episode. What do we want to see midweek Champions League to feel good about bringing in Alvarez? X50, is Alvarez the new best pick in the game? We're so fucking dumb for not owning him. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We can't give him the curse.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that neither of us have owned him yet this season is... I mean, well, I think the bigger problem that we had here was, you know, the game week one leak. You know, I mean, I don't think we spent really fully enough
time...
Yeah,
we didn't talk about that.
Before, like... We knew it was going to happen. I think we were both in denial because we didn't want it to happen because we hate that so much.
We hate the leaks, yeah.
But I mean, if we were, I mean, look, I put Kevin in my team. So obviously I responded to the leaks, right? And also, Alvarez is such a good pick too because Kevin got hurt. Like, that's not unrelated.
That's a huge fact. Kevin gets hurt in the Community Shield.
Yeah. We're having a different
conversation. I mean, our Alvarez, like, percent ownership is boosted by, like, 20. Yeah. Like, because we would have got the same exact leak. Alvarez is in. Kev's hurt. Boom. You know? I mean, I think all of us, I think a lot of people, at least in our Discord, responded to the leak by getting Alvarez and Foden in. And they're obviously ahead of the curve. They're doing great. But if Kev was hurt pre-game week one, a lot more would have made that same move.
Well, that also probably would have been terrible for them all if Kevin continued to play, if Kevin was hurt, if fit.
Exactly.
Because he, you know, intrinsically and very, very loudly makes them such worse picks. The presence of Kevin. But with him out, you know, I think the more interesting thing that we didn't really, City, just because it's really hard to read them because they do. Pep does different things in these little periods throughout the season where he relies on different players or the game goes away. So he has this player doing this thing for a couple games, then he has this player doing this thing for a couple games. So who the most important and influential player for City changes all the time, except for Kevin. You know, Kevin's creating or scoring goals in that spell where he was playing, doing a lot more shooting a couple years ago.
Yep.
And last year, and since Holland's been in the team, Holland, he's going to be at the end of everything. But the way that it gets there, sometimes Jack's doing a lot more. Sometimes Bilv is doing stuff. Last year, there were periods where Gundo was doing stuff, and then there were also periods where Gundo wasn't doing jack shit. Rodri's playing a lot more forward now. I mean, Foden has periods of games where he's playing really final third good shit, making forward striker runs, but then he has other, you know, half of the game where he's doing nothing. So
also, I mean, I mentioned this in the preseason, but it's the first half of last season. People forget Foden was the guy.
Yeah.
Like, Jack was not part of the team, really. Jack was just some shitty backup that cost $100 million and, like, no one gives a shit about him. And Foden was just dominating. And then he gets, like, appendicitis and the World Cup happens and who knows how many hookers he kills. And, you know, next thing you know,
he kills.
I don't know. Eats, spits out their bones, whatever. And he can't get back in the team. And then we, like, forget about him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know. I agree with you. He has these runs of games almost. He's like, we have four Prem games and three Champions League games or whatever it is before the next international break. Here's the current, like, fitness of each player and how much I need to rely on them. Here's how many minutes each player has within them, you know, just from a pure, like, I don't want them to get injured perspective.
Yep.
And then he runs them out. Yeah. So, I mean, we clearly missed the boat big time on Alvarez. The question is, in this next run where Champions League is back, is he still just, like, the best pick and automatic pick and going to start at literally every game, which is an insane thing that he started every game.
Yeah. You know, you have to also look at the squad, the state of the squad right now. I mean, Mateus Nunes is going to have to play more minutes than Pep probably wanted him to play. You know, he's going to be, you know, having to learn quicker and get into the team more because of the pileup with Kovacic out, Kevin out, you know, Palmer's gone. I mean, they have like 18 players in their team, basically. Right. I mean, if that, and some of them are like including players like Rico Lewis right now. I mean, everyone's hurt. They have someone named Bob with two B, Oscar Bob.
I know. What the fuck is that guy?
I don't know who that little kid is. I mean, I'm sure Chelsea are going to buy him for $80 million next summer after he played, you know, 400 minutes this year, but
how can, I mean, clearly the other corpse of Calvin Phillips is, don't know what he's doing. I mean, yeah, Alvarez, I think Foden still great. I think Doku is a pick also. Who do they have? Who's the least replaceable player? It's kind of is Doku. I mean, they don't have with Jack out.
Yeah.
Yes, he could put Foden on the wing, but it seems like that's an abandonment at this point. And he's playing Foden more. I mean, I think all of these guys are just going to keep playing a lot of minutes. There's no one else to play. So, yeah, I mean, I don't see why Alvarez won't keep playing unless if he gets injured. I think he's great. I think they're all great. I think Doku's good. Foden's still good. Haaland, obviously. Alvarez, like, just pick whoever you want. They're going to play.
Yeah, would you? Yeah, I mean, to the question of what do you want to see from Alvarez midweek? I mean, obviously, I want to see him not fucking play and they just coast by this fucking, you know, bottom of the group team and whatever. But we're probably going to get a leak on Saturday. So I don't think it matters that much this week. Because like I said, there's no early game. So they're part of the first window. So we should get a leak. And yeah, I think I agree. I mean, we just missed the boat. And it's one of those like biases where you're like, well, he already got 37 points in 5 games. Like, he's probably not going to do that again, so I'm not going to get him. Or like, but that's just not how it works. If he keeps starting, he is going to keep getting points. And you know, his assists are kind of fucking bullshit. I mean, he has
he had one good one.
He has 1.1 XA and he has 5 assists in fantasy. He has 3 real assists and 2 fouls for pens. But like you said,
2 of them were side passes in midfield. I mean, he had one legitimate assist with that scoop pass, the second assist in the last game.
Yeah. But, and you know, so is what it is. You know, he's not going to go on this pace all season. He's not going to have 20 assists. But if he's playing all the minutes and he's the secondary guy for everything, he's just going to get a lot of points. And, you know, we said the same thing like 2 weeks ago and still neither of us have him, but you know, he was like second in shots, second in crosses. He takes all their corners. Like, all of this shit just adds up to a really good pick, even though I still feel like when I watch, I'm kind of like underwhelmed. But, you know, clearly Pep says he's fucking undroppable. He's undroppable. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, I mean, Doku, I mean, just Doku. Mentioning him, I wanted to come on to him again a little bit more. I mean,
yeah,
he's really good. I mean, he's just a really good player. He's obviously going to take time to adapt and adjust to the pace and the, you know, he's playing in Farmers League his whole life in France. He's so fast and rapid. I mentioned in Discord, he reminded me of like when they had Raz. Like he just beats you, goes to the byline. Like he has a lot about him. And I think he's going to just keep getting better as the season progresses. So
right.
I like him a lot. You know, I think it'll be interesting to see how they adapt and how their patterns of play kind of evolve with Doku as he gets better. I mean, he's the literal opposite thing of Jack. Like, it couldn't be more contrasting wingers of how they play the game to me. So I think there's a good FPL pick there, though, because he's direct. You know, he's just a direct player.
And Sydney don't really fuck around with... There was a time when City would just spend 30 to 50 million on like players and you're just like, I don't know, this guy, this center back, he might be good, he might be bad. I mean, they just get finished products now.
Yeah.
Like, they're not really that interested in like, oh,
developmental.
Let's, work on this raw like forward who might be good in a couple of years. No, they're just buying
they bought finished Holland, product.
Doku had it. Right, exactly. Yeah. Doku had his breakout season, best season of his career. They just buy him. They don't wait. I mean, till before his breakout season, they don't have to anymore. They just spend the money when it's appropriate. They lose Mahrez. They lose a lot of the dribbling, a lot of the creativity from the wing, a lot of the shots, a lot of the goal scoring. They just get Doku, slots right in. And like either side he plays, he's going to be creating big chances. You know, yet to be seen how many goals he has isn't in him, but he's going to get assists. He's going to win pens. He's a dribbling monster. I mean, I think Pep's just going to instantly love him and he's just going to play a big role. So, yeah, I think he's a pick too.
So what about defense? I mean, we've sort of not talked about defense. I mean, they're low key back to sort of doing the same thing they did last year where they just let up their contractually obliged one goal per game. I mean, it seems like, to me, I would prefer to have two of Foden, Doku, Alvarez
rather than choose one Alvarez and then get, you know, a 6-point ceiling, $5 million defender.
Yeah, that's where I am. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, okay. I think for a while I was just waiting to bring in Gvardiol, but, and you know, to be fair, he did create one of Haaland's many huge chances that he missed, and you know, maybe we'd be saying something different if Gvardiol got an assist and a bone or something like that, but he didn't make it, so it didn't count. But yeah, there's not that much. That doesn't seem like there's that much to gain from the defenders. Don't know what else to say. And that, again, in a similar way to Chelsea, this was the run to own them, right? And they had the fucking easiest run probably in the entire league, their first six or so, especially before Champions League. And that's coming to a close. You know, they have some tough games on the horizon.
They still have two more good ones. I mean, home FO at Wolves. But I mean, you'd have to say two cleans in the first five is probably the bare minimum that you would expect. And, you know, they hit the bare minimum, which is, you know, disheartening if you've been holding one. And I've seen a lot of teams with two defenders there. And, you know, you also, there's a difference, I think, where, you know, before we have Cancelo, where you have legitimate, well, he's kind of a defender and an attacker. The ceiling is really low on these defenders, right? I mean, they're all just relying on a header dong from a corner when they usually they take short corners and shit, you know? This isn't like a set piece month. Well, especially, you know, while Stones is out or whatever, right? But, you know, Ruben has, you know, I don't think anyone's played all five games, right? I mean, and we're seeing Walker's played all five. You know, the Walker's played 90 minutes every minute of every game. He's 6-6-2-2-2. It's like, all right, you know, whatever. You can find that anywhere.
Got Ederson.
If you want
twos or six,
Yeah, you can find that anywhere. So yeah, I feel like you're probably okay there to go elsewhere. I guess it's also...
Where do you think Foden is on the... I think it's Haaland we don't need to talk about, clearly number one. I think last. Alvarez we don't need to talk about, clear number two.
Yeah, last. I would want
you
Doku
put Foden ahead of Doku?
No.
I don't think so either. I think Doku's clearly ahead right now.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, the role, again, it's more down to the role that Foden's playing for FPL points. You know, it's...
Yeah.
There are only brief periods each game that he goes in and out of playing and, he can get FPL points here. And unfortunately, you know, that's bad for having an FPL. He subbed him off this game. You know, he's clearly a very important player. Clearly not the most available player historically. So, you know, he's probably keeping that in mind while also realizing if Phil breaks, I'm fucked. Like, this team is straight up ass fucked if Foden gets hurt. The way it's currently iterated, you know, while they have Jack and Kovacic out. Like, and Stones out. I mean, it's just I think it's Doku ahead of Foden for me.
Yeah. Which is weird because I to be determined if Doku really has goals in him. You know, obviously he scored a nice one last week, but like he's more of a dribbly, kind of assisty kind of winger guy, but you like what you're seeing so far, and if he's in the box that often, on the ball that often, it's just good.
I don't also really agree with that yet. We just don't know. I mean, when he played for a fucking shitty team in France is different than playing for his Man City team when the ball's in the enemy third all game. I mean, he's dribbling and shit because he's the outlet and he's progressing and he's the only like really good, you know, one of very few good players on his team. So, you know, we don't know yet.
I mean by TBD, you know?
Yeah. So, City.
City, yeah. Couple Newcastle questions. Hornetto said, I want to get a piece of Newcastle attack for the next few, but I want to avoid the Isak Wilson nightmare. Who's next best? I'm leaning towards Gordon at the moment. X50 said, how interested are you in Newcastle defense with their fixture run? And is Trips worth the premium over Botman?
I don't know. I mean, I still don't really give a fuck about Newcastle. I get that they have a couple of good fixtures coming up. I just don't see much juice and squeezing here.
If
Champions League starting, honestly,
if you were wild carding, I don't think there's a world where Botman's you don't go Botman. He's nailed in the team, right? And so, great pick, great value, great price, whatever. I mean, Trips is better and will outscore him, and will still get them better bones and assists. You know, so yeah, I think he's a good pick right now, and I think you know those who jumped on him last week are already seeing the rewards. In terms of attack, I mean, the literal only thing I've been saying this whole time in terms of attackers, like maybe Callum is going to get the easy games and Isak's going to play UCL. And if that turns out to be the case and Isak plays like 90 in UCL, then Callum has at Chef U and home Burnley next to. And I just want him like that, that he's going to get a lot of points, but that's it.
I think if you see, I mean, if you're wildcarding this week and you see Isak start with Callum on the bench, that's probably a bet that you want to try and cash for the next two games and just say like, well, maybe he'll play both, you know, who he comes in for or at the expense of. I mean, maybe that's the world where, you know, Watkins, that could be your Watkins, because I think Villa have two, don't they have two tougher games and then they get easier? Yeah, they have Chelsea, Brighton, and then their run starts. So, I mean, if you look at that, that could be okay.
Yeah.
But also, counterpoint, right?
Alvarez.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying in the 3-4-3, right? Alvarez has to be in. He didn't play good players and they barely won a game. I mean, it's not like they were like, oh yeah, they were fucking awesome. Yeah. You know, I mean, so he benched the good players and they struggled to win 1-0. He can probably do something similar. They won 1-0
on a pen.
Yeah, on a pen.
On a my opinion, a pen. Dubious pen.
So, you know, that's the other thing we talked about, right? And the My Life last time is, you know, the backups play and they're not a very good team anymore.
They're not as good. Yeah.
Do you believe that Callum plus the backups against Sheffield United and Burnley are better? Obviously. Everyone does.
Obviously.
Are they good enough that they're going to score 3+? I don't know.
Don't know, but I think it's a risk worth taking. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and we also
the other thing
know
about Alvarez, too, is that, again, we mentioned the leak on Wildcard. Listen, he could just leak. He's not starting, right? Alvarez could start in Champions League, not start the next league game. I would take a punt on Callum. I think he's a good punt right now.
Yeah. I think he's in the consideration, but I think it's very much, you know, the next two and that's it. Like, don't ride your luck here. Like, you have to really be very surgical and precise. You know, it's not like, oh, let me just hold him for the next, this run of good fixtures for the next eight games. Like, that's not the approach, I think, here.
Right. A few other questions and then we can wrap it up. I mean, Test 2 Baby said, is this just a wait and see type of week? Low points, so much uncertainty with teams right now, plus Champions League midweek. Do we need to just accept that things will be much more clear in 2 weeks and it's better to just hold? I mean, and then he said, except for Walsh, who should hit, of course. So he knows who he's talking to. But yeah, I mean, that is basically my opinion. I think that's what we've been kind of saying for most of the episode. Ben, are there any actual good picks worth making transfers for? Great question.
I think City attack is like the only thing really right now that I would want to bring in.
Immediately bring in. Yeah.
Yeah, where you can feel pretty comfortable, you know, given the
and Mo.
Barren, of course. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Given the barren nature of, you know, that situation. But you know.
Yeah, I mean, Chester but that's
the
thing said, like with good. No, you go. I was gonna do the next question.
My midfield right now is Saka, Raz, Foden, Rash, and Son. Like, I don't love it, but like, what am I doing? Like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, I don't really see anything to do, you know, right now that I'm going to be like, oh, this is going to be definitively better. You know, I mean, you could tell me that you're wild carding and this is your midfield. And I'd be like, I guess it's fine. You know?
Yeah. You'd be like, I would fit Mo in. That's it. That would be your beginning and end of statement.
Yeah. Like maybe Mo in for Rashford or something, but it's fine.
Like Chelsea are underperforming, their fixtures get bad soon. Like he would be the obvious one to go, but I'm with you. Like, You have one free or even two frees. Like, good luck at turning Raz into Mo.
Yes, a little.
Like, where are you finding $5.5 million? Like, good fucking luck. That's at least three transfers for most teams, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's tough one. Chester said, are there any good defenders to bring in?
Cash. Right. I think Cash, Botman, Udogs would be like three that I would be happy to put in. You know, again, you're not putting, you know, Bell and, you know, Kabore with them. I mean, Udogs, I think, you know, you obviously don't want to start him the next two games, but in their good fixtures, I think, you know, he's Poro also, you know, we teased a little more on Poro last pod, right? And, you know, he just keeps doing basically the same thing as Udogs. So,
yeah.
you know, they're basically the same price too. You know, are you okay just having one of Matto or something? Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, yeah, there's nothing that I see is like, you definitely, you know, these are definitely, there's some definitely good defenses, you know.
Just sounds like a waste of a city slot to me. I just can't get around that, you know. Yeah. Even though they're playing so defensive in every game except the West Ham game, it still just feels that way to me.
Yeah, I mean, Western are an interesting one. I mean, again, you know, maybe.
Yeah, when their fixtures get good.
Yeah, Heat there may be someone that's handy and nice to have in there as a 4-5 spot, because, you know, the one thing about Western, you know, is they've, you know, they play Luton, obviously, but they played City, Chelsea, and Brighton. I guess the Chelsea game's like a joke at this point. They play Bournemouth a little bit, I don't know, kind of difficult to
yeah,
extract.
Yeah, that's a fucking hard run. I mean, we were thinking about Bowen pre-game week one, and the reason no one went for him is because of the fixtures.
Yeah. And, you know, three away so far, and the one home was City and Chelsea. So they haven't had a home banker yet. And they do in game week 7 against Sheffield United. And, you know, the good thing about buying players at game week 6 that haven't had home bankers yet is they have more home bankers to come because they haven't.
Exactly.
So, you know, I feel like Western maybe is something there, but, you know.
There's something there. I mean, they starting game week, they're at Liverpool in 6, and then starting 7, they're home Sheffield, home Newcastle, at Villa, home Everton, at Brentford, home NFO, at Burnley, home Palace. You know, at Spurs is bad, at Fulham, home Wolves. And that's a very, very long time to just have a Areola. Holy shit, get in my team. Yeah, like, you're starting him every single one of those. And then, B, I mean, you know, Josh and Clogs asking about JWP for a, you know, glue guy, stick a 4-5 defender in there. I don't think any of those are bad picks. You know, I mean, JWP weirdly makes someone like Zuma an even better pick because the deliveries are so good. JWP glue guy, easy, easy game, easy life.
Oh, God.
It's a funny fucking FPL.
It's going to be so good when we get Bowen instead and he gets less points for a big period. That's just written in. Written in the stars.
We get Bowen because he has hat trick potential, and JWP just gets ticks eight every to game. 180 points by the end of the season.
That's happening.
Hornetto said, "Is Trossard on the menu?" I don't know if there's Martinelli news.
No, I don't. But one other thing, just to say again with Western, is, you know, they almost got relegated last year. People forget that they started well. Obviously, they don't have a squad. You know, they have 11 players. They have 12 players, and they start on Thursday also. So, you know, we don't know that they're going to be looking.
Them last year.
Yeah, that killed them. We don't know what kind of shape they're going to be, you know, when they start doing the Thursday thing. I mean, maybe they, you know, the year of experience, and maybe Moyes is, you know, who knows. But just to point that out there, it's not you know. But yeah, going back to Arsenal. So what are you saying there with Tross and Martinelli?
Well, yeah, that was Hornetto's question. Is Tross on the menu? But I unless there's news while we're talking right now, I don't think we know the extent of the Martinelli injury. Obviously, if Mart is out, then, you know, good pick. You know, I mean, Trossard's good. That's all I have to say about that, though.
They play midweek, so that'll give us a lot of information.
Yeah,
we'll
have
to rely
news.
On, you know, was he pictured in training? Arteta's lying.
There's nothing.
What did
better.
You make of that game, though? I mean, them winning 1-0, grind
they
to
were
dust
fucking
at
awful.
Goodison.
They were fucking. That was
what
the
are
worst
they doing, dude? They're
game
continuing
I've
to just
watched
be bad.
All season just from a neutral. I'm just gonna watch a game. That was a fucking nightmare game. But I mean, it leads right into Jitterbug's question, which is. Since the start of last season, Arsenal have 4 cleans in 22 home games and 12 cleans from 21 away games. Feels like a deliberate strategy from Arteta to set up conservatively in away games, try and win 1-0 or 2-0. Why not just have an Arsenal defender start mainly in aways, rotate in for others? We have deep benches anyway. I mean, it does seem like the case, right? It seems very intentional at this point. I mean, I just don't.
I mean, you're not intentionally, you know, we're going to concede every game at home.
No, of course.
I mean,
that
part's
not intentional.
No,
but
the tactic, though, is very clear, obviously. You know, the amount of, you know, for sure. I mean, I still feel like that's fine. You know, I mean, rotating an Arsenal defender for sure.
Seems
good. Just rotate. You know, you just have to rotate them. But they're like also just like not playing well. Like, you know, I don't know.
I mean, Champions I thought League Vieira looked good, you know. They need to get Jesus back in there. I don't know what the hesitation is. And he's just so good. It makes him so much better.
I mean, can he still only play 20 minutes a game? Like, what is actually the deal there?
Doesn't
it seems like he's been fit for at least a month. He's been training for at least a month now, including the international break. And
subbing
he's played 24 and 14 minutes the last two games. Yeah, it's... Hey, I mean, that is maybe just... It's as simple as that, is when he's not playing, they're just not that good.
Yeah.
And when he plays, then that's when they look like the team that we kind of remember them as last year. Because there was that element. I mean, we've talked obviously about this going dating back to last year of like how different Necktie is and how differently they have to play when he plays.
Especially how it relates to Martinelli and stuff. Yeah.
But I mean, they were sort of just getting away with it with Necktie last year, and now they're not anymore. Where it's like, this is a problem. I don't know. Like, you know, he might play well for a couple games last year when he had that stretch, but
I like him.
No, I like him. He's an adequate player. He's a very functional striker, and the team is so much worse when he plays.
Right.
You know, but it's
a huge downgrade from Jesus. Yeah, no question.
It can be both. And the trickle effect of FPL asset elsewhere in the attack is just.
And Kai, you know, I mean, it took what, four games for him to just be fucked off. Yep. I mean, who the hell knows what the hell the rest of his season is going to look like, but it looks bad.
Yeah,
Vieira looks good.
Yeah. Kind of a mess.
Three more questions. Puffa Jack said, how do I best recover from an absolute train wreck, fuck fest, disaster, shit fuck start to the season besides wildcarding? Do I make aggressive transfers, go to template, take monster hits? Please save me.
Hits, baby. Oh, every hit is a good hit.
Yeah, just copy Walsh's moves and you're good to go.
Yeah, I'm doing great.
X50, how long can we sensibly hold Wissa? Dude, you just hold Wissa. Don't worry about him.
You're chilling with Wissa.
Super chilling. Home Everton, at NFO, at Man United, home Burnley. Talk to me in Game Week 10.
Well, you don't have to talk to you in Game Week 10. He's gone in Game Week 10. But you're sitting there saying you hold him for the next four.
Hold him. He's getting tons of shots. He's getting XG. He's doing the stuff.
He's playing 90 also, which is the most important thing.
Which
he's
is not shocking. Getting subbed.
I mean, he's not playing 70 anymore, so...
Yeah,
I agree with you on that. I mean, I haven't owned him, or I've been, you know, watching him blank. Watching him blank for home Palace, home Bournemouth at Newcastle, you're obviously you should be looking at that spot. But when he has these next four, I think you're sort of backed into a corner. Yeah. I would say though, you know, if you're looking at a team that's really good elsewhere and you don't have a ton to do, holding him rather than just doing, if you have the luxury ability to get Alvarez.
Him that's to Alvarez.
Insane. You know, I don't care who they play. Like, that's an insane thing, which...
Yeah.
Hey, Alon, you know, looking at your team.
Could do.
Could do. Okay.
Actually, can't do. No money in the bank.
No. Well, it's almost as though you have a 6 million defender who doesn't play anymore. So I wonder where the money would come from.
Hi, Ben. Hey. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Chili.
Fucking dick fuck. last question. BD said, is it time for the adoration of Edouard to begin?
No.
Come on.
Well, no, dude.
Fine.
Yeah.
Not going to push it. Let me slap asses. Six new Patreon signups. Good job by you guys. Mark Durso, Sean Schicker, Cormac Mulhall, Steve Winyard, Aaron Lazard, and Axel Lundbeck. Slap ass, baby. Get in there. Good, nice app. I feel better already about FPL. How about you?
What do you mean better? In terms of what?
In terms of, we had the worst weeks imaginable, and I feel fine.
Oh, yeah. Feel fucking awesome.
Love it. Are you going to wildcard?
Probably not.
I don't think I will either.
Probably not. I think I'm just going to... I'm just so bad and doing such stupid stuff. I don't think if giving me more transfers is what I want right now. So I think I'm probably going to either... stay on the train and do Nico and a defender out, or just do a defender, or I don't know. I don't think I can keep watching and owning Nico Jackson though. So that
that's fair.
I would rather start Chilwell and both of my North London Derby like guys against each other than have to watch Nico Jackson again while he's in my FPL team. I think so.
Fair.
That's, you know, that seems like it's overtaken priority number one.
Yep.
Whether or not I do more than that, I'm not sure.
Yep. Fair. Yeah. Fair. All right. Any last words, dude?
See you tomorrow, Dougie.
See you tomorrow. Check us out. And if you feel like I'm following Twitter, if you feel support the Patreon.com / if you feel subscribe, Patreon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.